He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, September the 12th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour, broadcasting live from San Diego, California. We'll be headed to Minnesota here in a few hours, and tomorrow we'll be in the studios in Minnesota. We're looking forward to that. And the Dow is tacking on to yesterday's huge move. We're up 60 points right now. It's mostly Goldman Sachs, however. As I look underneath the overall market, it's just so-so. But the Dow is up 60 points. Puts it at a new record high, 22,117. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 is up 5 points. 2,493 as it closes in on 2,500. The NASDAQ, which is going to watch all eyes on Apple today on their big presentation of their new iPhone. It's an event. It's an event for all Apple heads. NASDAQ down 46 cents right now to 6,432. Apple down a little bit. We're going to talk about Apple here in a minute. Apple is down a little bit, not knowing quite which way the market will react to the new iPhone, the $1,000 iPhone. Gold is down $4.70 to $13.31. Silver's down a penny to $17.90. I had someone ask me yesterday, when will the euro quit going up? And I said, well, when the dollar quits going down. And that's anybody's guess. The euro is at 1.195, headed for 1.20, which we haven't seen in a long time. Meanwhile, interest rates are also spiking today higher. We got down to 2.08 during all of the hurricane and North Korea crisis. Now we're back to 2.17. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, San Diego, California. We'll be broadcasting from Minneapolis tomorrow. We're headed out in a few hours here, and looking forward to a week with our Minnesota friends. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to it. We'll be at the San Diego Padres versus Minnesota game tomorrow night. Boy, did the Vikings look good last night. And we'll be watching the Twins. This could be Minnesota's year. The Twins are in position right now. They have the wild card if they can just hang on. And we'll be rooting on those Twins tomorrow night. We'll be doing our workshop on Thursday night at the Radisson Blue at the hotel at the Mall of the Americas, which I'm also very much looking forward to seeing for the first time, and meeting with a lot of folks one-on-one while I'm there. The cleanup and the rebuilding begins in Florida. And if you didn't read my newsletter over the weekend, I talked about the companies that could be involved in the cleanup efforts. I talked about the companies that could be involved in the rebuilding efforts, the building material stocks, the construction, the building supply companies, the machinery industrial types of companies. That was in the newsletter over the weekend. If you're not getting my newsletter, that's the newsletter that put out a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That buy signal is still in place. I am not a perma bull. I am a market timer. I do believe in at least adjusting your portfolios as we go through the cycles of the economy and the market. We've been in an up cycle now since March 9th, 2009 is when the market bottomed, and I got the buy signal on March 27th, 2009. And every single week, I put my neck on the line, update my market signal and my target price, which has been right now for almost 9 years. every single week in the newsletter, along with my model portfolios, which are having a very, very good year. Cleanup and rebuilding. Then I think the reason you saw the big rally in the market yesterday, I think it's pretty obvious. There were two things, actually. One was the unanimous vote by the UN against North Korea, heavier sanctions against them. I don't know why we let them have any oil at all, but we're going to cap their oil imports. I would cap it at zero, but they're still going to allow some, and they're going to impose an embargo on all textile trade. That is one of the products that North Korea produces other than missiles. And, of course, the Florida hurricane not turning out. Now, if your home has been flooded, it turned out as bad as you thought it would. But overall, it was nowhere near the horrific, cataclysmic, apocalyptic event that it could have turned into. Maybe our prayers were answered. Hey, how about that? U.S. national debt for the first time. This we go from good news to bad news. We topped $20 trillion in national debt for the first time ever in the history of our nation. That happened on Friday. The problem is not expected to get better anytime soon. This year's budget, fiscal budget, which ends the year-end for the government is September 30th, is slated to add another $700 billion. Well, that's because every year the budget of the U.S. spends $700 billion. This is the budget. This is what they plan for. This isn't like just an expected bad year. We spend $700 billion more than we take in. Try doing that as a family. Try doing that. Try presenting a budget to the family that says, okay, dad's going to make, between dad and mom, they're going to make $100,000. Let's go out and spend $120,000 this year. Woo-hoo-hoo! Book that Disney cruise while we're at it. Well, $20 trillion and counting. Apple's biggest event in years. Well, you know, I guess it's the 10-year anniversary. It's the Apple X. This is supposed to be the one that knocks your socks off. Let's take a look and see what Apple stock is doing in anticipation of the big event. The stock is down 68 cents. So it's kind of a taking a wait and see attitude. If Apple comes out with something blockbuster, then we could see a rally in the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ is flat right now. The tech giant is expected to unveil its widely anticipated. Are you widely anticipating it? I like the idea of the wireless charger. That's my biggest one. And I don't know about this OLED glass on there. Maybe that's pretty cool, too. We'll have to see. The products, the tech giant expected to unveil its widely anticipated iPhone X and other products starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So in about 3 hours from now, at an inaugural event by its new $5 billion Cupertino campus. Wouldn't you love to visit their Cupertino campus? I would. Selling more than 1.2 billion iPhones since unveiling its flagship smartphone in 2007, Apple's next device is expected to break the $1,000 price. You know, I don't pay that for a laptop, $1,000. I'm more in that $600, $700 range, and now we're up to $1,000 for the latest iPhone. Meanwhile, you know, I talked yesterday about how Apple's share in China has dropped dramatically. Of course, that's the biggest market in the world. And I also read today that global production volume of iPhones will total about 227 million units this year, up 5.6% for the year. And as I've often said, Apple is not the growth engine that it once was. It's no longer a 30, 40% per year grower. It's not even a 15 to 20% grower. It's closer now to a single digit grower. And I still own Apple in my income and growth portfolio, but I don't own it in my premier growth portfolios anymore. So I don't consider it to be a premier growth stock. Good company, good product, but like I say, it's not a 20-25% grower anymore. It's now towards a single digit grower. And smartphone production overall around the world will increase by just 4.8% in 2017. So that's, you know, you remember when computer sales finally maxed out and Dell Computer was no longer the growth engine that it once was, and Compaq and all of those other computer makers? We're kind of reaching that point in the smartphone industry. I hate to douse water on the big iPhone event today, but that's reality. This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we had the huge day in the market yesterday. I think two things. I think mostly it was the Florida not being as bad as expected. In fact, when I got ready to retire to bed on Friday night or Sunday night, the futures were up 112, and that was as the reports of hurricane damage were rolling in. And of course, as the market opened, it gathered steam throughout the day. And there was also good news. I don't know that it will lead to anything, but another unanimous vote on tougher sanctions against North Korea once again. So that helped propel the market. And now this morning, we had new highs for a bit. We've pulled back a little. It's Apple's big day today. That's kind of the big news in the market today. And I suppose further assessing the damage left behind by Hurricane Irma in Florida will also be a driver of the markets. There will be some hurricane plays, obviously. I wrote an article over the weekend in my newsletter on that. If you'd like to get the newsletter, you can go to my website at GundersonCapital.com. What? GundersonCapital.com. Now, while iPhone sales have really slowed down. Okay, you know, I've watched these new trends come along, and they really peak, and then they start to lose steam as everybody in America now has a laptop computer at home. You know, laptop computers are not the growth engine that they once were, and it's becoming pretty obvious that the smartphone, which kind of revolutionized the world, big game changer. I mean, how has the smartphone changed your life? And what do you use your smartphone for? Or did you hold out and never get a smartphone? I still know people that have a flip phone. They're not going to have one of those smartphones. They just want to make a phone call. Doggone it. But I would say that the smartphone is been a pretty handy event with all of the apps, and in fact, I have one of the most popular financial apps on the smartphone, the Best Stocks Now app. So it's impacted my life for sure in many, many ways. But having said that, global smartphone sales will be up about 5%. That's it versus this time last year. Now, let's contrast that with a sector of the market that I like better. Yes, I do own a little bit of Apple in my dividend paying account. Okay, those are becoming a little more boring stocks, not the growth engines. They're still good companies, the Caterpillars and the Boeings of the world that are still growing. They still have performance. They still have momentum. They're still making a lot of money, and they're paying dividends to investors. That's a different animal from a company that is growing their bottom line at terrific rates still. And one of those areas where we're still seeing real good growth is in the semiconductor sector. In fact, we've got some numbers out today on the semiconductor industry. First, we look at semiconductor equipment makers, okay? And I own several. I'll tell you what my favorite three are here in a minute. Global billings for semiconductor manufacturing equipment. Now, these are the guys that make the equipment to make the semiconductors. Hit $14 billion in quarter two, up 35%. on the prior year's quarter, the same comparable quarter last year. So smartphone sales up 5% year over year. Semiconductor equipment sales up 35%. And I have currently several. I own several semiconductor equipment companies. My favorite three are ASML, which I featured on my show here several times recently. That's a company out of the Netherlands. ASML Holdings, a $70 billion company, hitting new high yesterday, a new all-time high yesterday, and still making a lot of sense from a valuation point of view. It's one of the top-rated stocks in my Best Stocks Now app. Another one that makes a lot of sense to me, Lam Research. I still own Lam Research in both my Premier Growth and my Ultra Growth portfolios. Lam Research hit a new all-time high yesterday. It's threatening to break out again here today, hitting a little resistance in the 170 area. But the company's expected to make $13.59 in earnings next year. Their earnings will be up 28% this year. Lam Research, also one of my top holdings here in my growth portfolios. And one other one that I own is Applied Materials. And Applied Materials has been a stellar performer. Do you know that they're looking for 83% growth this year in earnings? That compares with Apple's 9% expected growth in earnings, okay? If you're a growth investor, it's really kind of a no-brainer. But you know what? Apple has that sizzle. Apple has those loyal followers. Apple has those people that, you know, are probably camped out for the last week to be there today at the big show. You know, it's like the Beatles coming to town. Although Tim Cook is not quite, you know, like his predecessor, Steve Jobs, doesn't quite have the charisma and the black shirt and all this and that, but he'll do his best. I prefer the semiconductor equipment makers as far as growth goes by a wide margin over the smartphone makers. And furthermore, now let's take a look at the semiconductor sector itself, the companies that make the semiconductors. They're also having a big year as semiconductor sales up about 25% year over year. And of course, it depends on the area. It depends on the which sector of the semiconductor they're in. But I still own several semiconductor stocks also. One of my biggest holdings continues to be Broadcom, AVGO, which still makes a lot of sense from a valuation point of view. It's now a $100 billion company headquartered out of Singapore. And my other favorite is Taiwan Semiconductor, which hit a new all-time high once again yesterday. And I guess it's headquartered in Taiwan, isn't it? It's a $195 billion market cap company, and I just see better growth, better value there in the chip stocks than I see in the smartphone space right now. Well, we'll watch. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see what I gauge it by my son, the millennial, who's about 30 years old, and he's already made the decision, sight unseen, that he's got to trade in his 7S or whatever he's got, 8S now, for the new Apple X. Maybe I'll take his 7S. I don't know. We'll see. But Apple right now, very quiet before the big announcement. This is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in at Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's Minnesota week here at Gunderson Capital Management as we head to Minnesota here later this morning. And we're already laying the groundwork for our next expedition into the Seattle area. And then Dallas, we'll try to get down there before the end of the year also. So I would say somewhere mid-October right now for Seattle, and I would say somewhere around mid-November for Dallas. That is our plan as of now. U.S. national debt tops $20 trillion for the first time. I did a bit of a reality check there in the first quarter on global smartphone sales and how they've, they haven't peaked yet, but it's not like everybody's got to get the new and latest, greatest smartphone. And at $1,000 now, that's a pretty big deterrent in my mind. And while I own Apple stock in my income and growth portfolio for dividend and income investors, I do not consider it a premier growth stock anymore. It's more of a high single-digit growth company. Premier growth stocks, in my mind, are, 15% at least, better, preferably 25, 30, 35%, somewhere in that area. And I did went over a sector along with some names in it that I like much better than the smartphone sector right now. Well, this is going to be, we're going to cover this week. I did a study while I was in Yuma last week for the opening day of dove hunting. That's a national holiday, isn't it? And I did some research on the lithium stocks, electric batteries. Now, lithium plays a big part in Apple's new smartphone, all right? Because the battery power is becoming more and more critical as these phones do more and more things. Not only is lithium used in the smartphone, but think of the Tesla cars, which also uses lithium. And what's the other one? I was just trying to, my mind just went blank on the other chemical substance that are used in the car batteries. Now, here's another fact. I believe that the electric car sector is also, cobalt is the other one. The electric car sector is now going to grow at a much faster rate than the smartphone sector. We've heard announcements from Sweden. Okay, we're going to have all electric cars by the year so-and-so. We haven't heard it from California, but it's coming. I'm sure Governor Moonbeam's figuring to figure that one out when he can get rid of Rob's SUV off the road and force him into an electric car. That's when Rob goes to Texas, But several companies, Volvo, is going to go all electric by a certain... They're not going to produce a hydrogen carbon gas-driven car anymore over at Volvo up in Sweden. And France has now got a date when they will have all electric cars on the road. Well, this creates some opportunities. This creates some opportunities amongst the car companies that grab leadership. Obviously, Tesla out in front. They don't produce a gas engine car. They're electric cars only. There's been many forays into the electric car business. Many have failed. And don't forget, the traditional car makers, GM, they have the Chevy Volt out there. Ford has its version. But I see growth in electric cars being quite good over the next several years. And while I'm not the biggest fan of Tesla's valuation, I like the concept. The stock that I own in this space, the electric car space, is one I found using my Best Stocks Now app. In my premier growth portfolio, I own Geely Automotive. Geely is a Chinese car manufacturer, one of the largest car manufacturers in the world. probably one that maybe you've never heard of. The symbol is G-E-L-Y-Y. But the other thing I like about Geely Automotive is that it also owns Volvo. They bought it from Ford. And Volvo has announced that they're going all electric. Geely is not a heavily traded stock. It still trades on the pink sheets, actually. But it trades pretty good volume. I mean, I had no problem getting a position in it. It's a $24 billion market cap company. There is a little bit of a dividend involved, 0.6%. When you get a chance, take a look at a one-year chart of Geely Automotive, G-E-L-Y-Y, and you will see that it's breaking out today to new all-time highs in the $53 area. In fact, Geely Automotive today is up 6.5%, and it is a holding here at Gunderson Capital Management. Here's another one that has just announced, Jaguar Land Rover. This says 41 minutes ago. Jaguar Land Rover says all new models after 2020 will be hybrid or electric. We'll get to lithium here in a moment. Okay, let's go back to Geely Automotive. And in fact, let's go to the Best Stocks Now app, where you will get a nice summary of the stock in a very short period of time, okay? You know, you hear people talk about things on the radio and on TV and whatnot. I want to look at the score. I want to see the batting average. I want to see what the stock has produced in the way of putting money into shareholders' pockets. And I want to see what kind of PE, what kind of price I'm paying for the earnings, and what kind of a... target price that Gunderson has on the stock. Just like a baseball player steps up to the plate, I want to see what he's batting, how many runs he's driven in, what his on-base percentage is. So let's look at the stats here on Geely Automotive. As soon as I log in here into my Best Stocks Now account, okay, here we go. Geely Automotive, $22 billion company out of China. Mid-cap stock, I have it as an aggressive growth profile. They're doing $62 billion in revenue per year, is Geely. That means it has a pretty cheap price-to-sales ratio. They have a pretty cheap price-to-book ratio right now. The closed yesterday at $50 per share. Today it's hitting $53 per share. Now check this out, okay? Over the last 5 years, Geely Automotive has been appreciating the stock, capital appreciation, at a rate of 50% per year. Meanwhile, the market has been traveling at a rate of 11.6% per year. There's a lot of alpha, a lot of momentum there. 50% per year returns on Geely over the last 5 years, while the market's delivered 11.6%. Over the last 3 years, Geely's returned 86% per year, while the market's delivered 7.8%. The stock so far this year is up 167%. That's what you call momentum, and the momentum is building. Out of 5,101 stocks in my database now, and I added Geely maybe 3 or 4 months ago, and that's when I first said, wow, look at this. In fact, it was number 26 just a week ago. It's 54 today. And I've been sending out tweets on it regularly since I found it. I discovered it back in June, I suppose, because my first tweet that I sent out was on 7-Eleven. I said, number 5 rank overall, Best Stocks Now app, Geely, Chinese maker, also owns Volvo. Volvo going all electric. Look out, Tesla. Well, in my opinion, Geely is a much, much cheaper stock. Look at the price to sales. Put the two side by side. The P.E. ratio on Geely is 20. The P.E. ratio on Tesla doesn't even have one right now because they've lost money for the last 4 years. The price to sales on Geely is quite good right now, quite low. Compare it with other car makers and compare it with Tesla, who has an astronomical price to sales. In fact, I'll give you a Tesla's price to sales ratio. It's 4.4. Geely is 1.1. Anyways, we do own a position in Geely here at Gunderson Capital Management. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? The Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see him live. We will be in Minneapolis, Seattle, and Phoenix for a live evening of stories and entertainment and solid advice on buying or selling the best stocks now. The best part is it's all free. The Bill Gunderson Tour stops in Dallas, Denver, and San Francisco later in the year, followed by Honolulu and a return trip to the Sarasota, Tampa area. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day of the seminar and the day after as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to the GundersonCapital.com website and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page to sign up. It's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. So far, we've talked about $20 trillion in debt for the first time ever as we continue to spend $800 billion more than we take in every year. And as I said, try doing that as a family and see how long that lasts. Of course, the government can print money. You can't print money. And the government has now they're going to take the limit off the credit card. They're just going to remove the limit because it gets in the way of having that debt ceiling. We don't want that. We want one of those American Express black cards. Is that what it is? And as long as the Chinese continue to loan to us, we continue to borrow from them. And that's reality. Another reality check today is Apple's big day. We'll see how it turns out. But the reality check for me is that this is no longer a premier growth stock. It's still a good company with a good product growing at about 8 or 9% per year, and it pays a good dividend. And but as far as growth and one of the drivers of the NASDAQ these days, I know it's had a good year, pretty good year. It doesn't have the growth that it used to have. That's because the segment that they play in, the smartphone sector, is beginning to mature. It's slowed down considerably from the heyday. Was it 10 years ago when Apple One, smartphone One hit? This is Apple 10 because it's the 10th anniversary. And look at how many iPhones have been sold during that time period, during that time frame. Look at how many hit records the Beatles had in their first several years in the business. Things kind of peak. The fervor kind of wears off a little bit. It's still a good company. I own it in my dividend and income portfolio. But it's no longer a 25. I remember some of the comps that Apple was putting up a few years back, beating or comp quarter over quarter were 50%, 45%, 140%, just phenomenal type numbers. But no longer are we getting those types of numbers out of Apple. That is a dose of reality there. Talked about an electric car maker that I like much better than Tesla. My formula for choosing stocks combines valuation with momentum and performance. I find a much more compelling valuation in Geely Automotive than I find in Tesla. And I know I'm going to get whacked over the head by all the Tesla people out there. That's really become the new Apple as far as its devoted disciples, the people that worship the ground that Elon Musk walks on. He can do no wrong and this and that. They're gobbling up his bonds that he floated. There's a fervor, and that fervor, you're paying dearly for that fervor, or you can pay a much more reasonable rate at another company that is also making electric cars. And I do believe that the electric car business is going to be maybe the new smartphone. You know, in the early 2000s, late 90s, it was the finally the personal computer available to all of us. And that matured, saturated. You know as well as I do that a notebook computer, a laptop computer, is a commodity now. It's a commodity. You basically throw away the old one and you get a new one. It's no longer a big 30, 40% growth industry. And the smartphone industry has now kind of hit that same type of reality. You know, all of them pretty much do the same thing right now. It's hard to keep a competitive advantage over the other one. Now it comes down to brand and name recognition and whatnot. But now we're $1,000 for a smartphone. I do think, however, that the electric car industry, of all the industries that I see out there on the cutting edge frontier, oh, biotech would be another one for sure. But I think there's going to be some money made. And don't forget, I'm not going to get to it today, but there's a lot of companies that provide the nuts and bolts. And in this case, the nuts and bolts are not the traditional nuts and bolts. It's no longer an AC Delco battery. It's a lithium battery. When I travel today to Minnesota, I have a lithium battery that runs my laptop the whole trip. No problem. I can trade stocks from 30,000 feet. That's a scary thought. But I'm logged into the internet, and I've got my lithium battery that'll power that thing. The key word there is lithium. And also think cobalt. My father was an artist. He was a commercial artist, a very well-known commercial artist, and I worked with him for many years. I've done several portraits myself. We know that cobalt is cobalt blue. That's a color of blue, a very nice blue. Different than phthalo blue, different from, what's the other blue? Ultramarine blue. It's a more of a cool blue than a warm blue. Yes, there's differences in the blues, isn't there, as Eric Clapton will attest to. Well, anyways, cobalt and lithium, two big things involved in the making of car batteries. You know that big battery plant Musk is building in Reno? Going to need a lot of lithium. Now, lithium is not a rare commodity. It seems to be plentiful in the world. However, there's only a few publicly traded companies that are involved in the lithium business, and there's only a handful of companies involved in the cobalt business. I will have a special report this weekend in my newsletter on these two fast-growing sectors, being led by the big move to the electric car. You know, it was once an idea, and once in a while you'd see a little electric car running around town. Now I'm seeing more, and in fact, it seems like there's more electric car spaces at the local shopping center, especially in front of Whole Foods. If you don't have an electric car, you got to park 12 blocks away to come in and get your tofu. But the electric car industry is here. And the autonomous car also is coming. It's about time for the car to catch up with the technology here in the 21st century. Special report this weekend on cobalt, on lithium, on electric cars. I featured Geely Automotive breaking out to new all-time highs and a much, much cheaper stock than Tesla. All right, we're headed for Minnesota. I can't wait to see the folks tomorrow night and Thursday. We're going to have a lot of fun while we're back there. If you'd like to talk to us about money management or to get on the newsletter list, GundersonCapital.com, GundersonCapital.com, or 855-611-BEST. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.